Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Monday morning. Here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You want me to just take it away here?
I thought we were going to talk about the news we just uncovered before the show started today. That is breaking, I guess you could say.
I didn't know there was any breaking news.
Oh, yeah. Russell Wilson's middle name.
Hello, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay.
The Hello America drop is hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. Wait, I mean, if you don't want to laugh, you got to cry, right? And I'm not interested in doing all of that today. So we got to laugh a little bit, have a little fun, and then obviously talk about what the elephant in the room is, and that is Russell Wilson's middle name is Carrington. Yes. From one watch quarterback to the next. And perfect. Carrington, Russell Wilson's father, his first name, Harrison. Woo. So there you go. He's washed, baby. And this team may be washed too, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can start off hot this morning, where I think most people might be. Maybe I'm in the minority. Mac thinks it seems so. I think this seems so. This season is over. It's done. I know there's an eerie quiet noise, but if I'm being real and I'm being honest, I don't think this team has it. I watched that game yesterday like a lot of you did, and I've been optimistic that they would get it right because of what the past is. But that's not a good team. There are multiple flaws on this team. And 5-5, I do believe 11-6 gets you in. But I will ask you the follow-up question. What makes you believe that this team can run the table? I don't know if there's an answer to that question, because that's what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mac has been pretty adamant this morning about 51% chance to make the playoff, guys. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a positive. Not gonna deny that's positive, but they have to win out. And I thought 11-6 would get you in the playoffs. I thought that they could win that game yesterday. You had the better coach. You had the better quarterback.
I thought.
And they were more prepared for that game than the Chiefs were prepared for the game against Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid coming off the bye, 22-4, 22-5 now. You got punched in the face yesterday. The AFC West, you forget about that.
That's done.
That's over.
Yeah.
The Jacksonville loss, no longer really a bad loss. That's just a loss.
Yep.
The Chiefs are now 0-5 in one possession games. The quarterback yesterday, that's now two games in a row that hasn't looked like the quarterback of the past. And I think the biggest reason why I will say that this season is done and why I think this season is over is, yes, there are a lot of self-inflicted wounds. There's a lot of bad things going on with your own team. But the most important thing, which is the most shocking thing that I found out yesterday when I sat there and collected my thoughts and said, okay, stop being this hyperbolic. Season's over. Why? Nobody, and I mean nobody, fears Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's the number one wild card you had, is that when you walked on the field, it was like, oh, there they are. It's the math test, right? Mm-hmm. Turn it over. Take the test. You could be prepared for the Chiefs in the past all the time and be like, we know what they're going to do. We know how they're going to play. We know what Mahomes is. We know what Andy Reid's going to draw up. We know what Spags going to do. And then the game happens. You're like, oh, man, there he is. There's 15. There's Andy. There's the mustache. There's the fear that always strikes people when they get on the field. That is gone, boys. That is over.
And that's crazy that is over, too, because this is an organization now that has been set up with really good weapons at the wide receiver and tight end spot for Patrick Mahomes. Tip of the cap to the offensive line yesterday. I thought they were fantastic. I thought Josh Simmons was great. A play here or there, nobody's perfect, you know, at anything. But the offensive line was there yesterday. The weapons are now there for Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to the running back in just 1 second as the morning goes along, because I know everybody's got conversation about the running back position. But for the most part, the weapons are there for Patrick Mahomes, and he just looks off. And the last two games have really been determined by the play of the quarterback. And Dusty said going into the game, we had the head coach and we have the quarterback. That was a decided advantage over everybody else in the NFL for a very long time. And that situation is just not presenting itself right now. Patrick Mahomes is overthrowing guys. He's throwing behind guys. And he's turning the football over at the most inopportune times. I mean, I go back to the Jacksonville game And while now they're sitting at 7-4, you think, okay, maybe that's not, you know, a bad loss. It's still a better loss. Yesterday was a carbon copy of that Jacksonville game. You had penalties that were just unforeseen. Every freaking play, it seemed like there was another penalty flag thrown against the Chiefs. You had a bad, horrible, terrible, no good interception thrown by Patrick Mahomes in the red zone yet again. And you weren't able to overcome those mistakes. And I think that's where we are. And you mentioned the head coach as well. The quarterback has not played good. And it's okay to call out the quarterback. We called out Chris Jones. We've called out Travis Kelce. For the last 8 quarters, Patrick Mahomes has been BBL stinky. And it's not just the interception that he threw. It's the overthrowing of wide open wide receivers. It's the throwing behind Travis Kelce that almost turned into another interception in that game. And so when I look at the situation involving this team right now, and I take myself away from everything, and you try to figure out why they lost that game, it's pretty simple. They lost that game because number 15 and Andy Reid were outplayed by Bo Nix and Sean Payton yesterday in that game. And that's all there is to it. And this team right now, and this is on the head football coach, this is on Andy Reid. Andy Reid needs to start coordinating games like Alex Smith is under center and no longer Patrick Mahomes. And what I mean by that is you do not have room for error anymore on this team. Every team in the NFL is good now on defense, on offense, all over the place. There is no more separation. Patrick Mahomes is no longer an anomaly in this, right? He's no longer somebody different that's going to come out there and fling it around and win football games for you. That's not who he is at this point in time. They need to start coordinating these games more like they did when Alex Smith was here, where if you made an error, it was going to be very tough to overcome it. And that's where I see the Chiefs right now. No longer are interceptions, 10-point deficits, turnovers okay, because they're going to go out there and take care of business. They don't have the ability to do that anymore. And that, to me, now falls to the head coach and it falls to the quarterback. If you want to continue to win, and I don't think the season's over. I think the division is over. I will say that.
For sure.
I do believe the division is over.
Yep.
Making the playoffs is not over yet, but it will be over if the quarterback and head coach don't get better at what they're doing so far this season on offense, because the line was there, the weapons are there, and Patrick Mahomes was off, and I thought the play calling was very bad yesterday. Very bad play calling by Andy Reid yesterday. Great play to start the game with, you know, Rashee Rice, and then you're going deep on 3 straight plays, and you weren't close on any of them, and you have to punt, and then the running game. I mean, I guess this is why we don't give Andy Reid running backs. He just forbids to run the football. He will not do it. And Kareem Hunt was running at 4-plus yards a clip, almost 5 yards a clip in the first half.
Yep.
Totally invisible in the second half of that game. This one falls on 15. This one falls on Andy Reid. And quite honestly, everybody else played really good in this game, except for the quarterback and the head coach. And those are the two that have to be good every single time, because those are the guys that are in that position. And when you have 15 and Andy Reid, you should win just about every game you go into battle with. You should never be outcoached and never be outplayed. Never be outplayed by Bo Nix. And they were yesterday. That's why they lost that game. It's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And to me, it was nothing else yesterday. Yes, could the defense have made a play here or there? You're absolutely right about that. That interception was a 10-point swing on Patrick Mahomes, and that was the ball game.
It's a terrible interception.
The same one that he threw in Jacksonville. Same place on the field. Turned in, and that guy almost took it back yesterday, too. Thank God for Thornton running down. And Matt Mahomes trying to get the ball, at least. But, I mean, he's got to be better. He's got to have better field awareness. And he also has to understand he can't recover from these mistakes anymore like they did in the first 5-6 years of the Patrick Mahomes era here in Kansas City. They can't try to force things in games. They do not have the ability to come back anymore from these big-time deficits and, quite honestly, big-time mistakes. They have become a normal, everyday NFL football team.
Mac?
Yeah, what worries me most about yesterday is that it's nothing that Denver did to stop this offense or to slow them down.
No.
I mean, this is Mahomes' regression at this point. He looks broken, and I think that is a domino effect from Andy Reid. I blame him the most for the play calling, the lack of talent. We can get to Brett Veach and the acquisition of players and this team just not being up to snuff as far as talent is concerned and the guys on paper. But Mahomes, like, there were guys open yesterday.
Yep.
He either missed him or he just did not throw. How many times was I yelling at my television, throw the damn ball?
I mean,
someone's there.
A lot of times we were yelling that yesterday, too. Now, credit to Jaquan McMillan. I mean, that guy was a superstar yesterday. I don't know that anybody played a better game in the NFL yesterday than that guy did from a defensive standpoint. Now, But I think, throw the ball, throw it out of bounds. Live to see another down. Patrick Mahomes still does not know how to do that.
Nope.
He still does not know how to live to see another down. He is still trying to force everything. He is still trying to make a play on every single play. And when you're inside the red zone, and it's safe to say that the field goal got blocked. I don't know that that's on the kicker. He's seemingly like he's back. We haven't had kicker issues since like week three or four of this season.
The kickoff issue was bogus too.
That ticked me off. But they didn't turn in any points. They went out there. They played defense. Bad kickoff by him, no doubt. But you have a kicker now, and you're inside the 20-yard line. Worst case scenario, fall down. Preserve the fact that you're in scoring range and you can get points. It is now the second time that Patrick Mahomes has been terrible in the red zone with an interception, and it's cost him the game both times. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw an interception against Jacksonville and against the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs right now have two more wins and two less losses. They're at 7-3. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw two interceptions in the red zone this season. And it goes directly back to that. Because I tried yesterday. I go, what's not working here? I thought everybody was playing good, except for number 15. And except for the head coach calling the plays yesterday.
Yep. It's just many indications why I will believe it. I think the season's over. And from the text line, maybe this missing the playoffs is what this team needs. I don't know. I don't know what this I know this team needs to run the ball. You say, how many times are you yelling at your TV, throw the ball? How many times were you yesterday screaming at your television, run the ball?
I mean, 13 times, Dusty. Total runs in the game yesterday, not including Patrick Mahomes, and he had one. 13 times they ran the football with Kareem Hunt yesterday, and that was it. And it wasn't like you were trailing and you had a throw to get back into a game.
No, it was, like you said, Kareem Hunt, I believe the number I wrote down was he was 13 for 59 with a 4.5-yard av. I mean, that's just, and then you didn't do it, ran away from it. Season's over. It's over. It is what it is. I'm okay admitting that. So we'll continue to carry on. Feel free to call in 913-586-7965. Your calls, your voice should be heard on a day like today.
We do want to hear from you guys. Honestly, it's like you guys need to bring it today.
Yeah, I'm not being facetious there. Your voice is very important today because I want to make sure that I'm not alone in this where I believe that the season's over. If I'm wrong, tell me why. If I'm right, love to hear that as well. 913-586-7965. Bob Fesco, Mac Morning, Dusty Likens. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home. For Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Should be the best part of the show today is hearing from you.
That's
913-586-7965. We can go on all day. You know what my take is. It's not changing until the rest of the season. This team is done. The season is over. That is not the same Chiefs, but let's see what you have to say.
And I will say, I got the other side. I think the division is over, but I don't think the playoffs are over. Now, do they have room for error anymore? Hell no. This is it. Like, you ain't got no more room for error. But the season isn't over. Let's see, as our guy that I used to like listening to, Roy D. Mercer, down in Tulsa, how big a boy are you? That's what we're going to say to the Chiefs right now. How big a boy are you?
Plus Chiefs. 1,000 to win the Super Bowl. Better now.
I'm okay. Colts, Dallas, Texans, Chargers, Titans, Denver, Vegas. That's the final seven. You think they go undefeated in that schedule?
They're going to have to. They're going to have to go undefeated. And look, you're a championship pedigree with a championship head coach and a championship quarterback and a championship defensive coordinator. You know, everybody's on that team that's a champion. So be a champion. Go out there and take care of business. They had two opportunities, too, yesterday on offense to end the game, and they both went three and out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had that opportunity. 3rd and 2, and we're throwing the football all around the yard instead of just running the football. You had mentioned in the first half how good Kareem Hunt was, right?
Yeah, 4.9 yards a carry. He did.
He had 8 carries for 39 yards for 4.9 yards per carry.
Yeah.
He had 5 carries the rest of the way. That's unacceptable. That's checks and balances. That's on the head football coach.
100%. And the game script didn't call for it. Again, it wasn't a blowout. Wasn't a close.
No, you could have run the ball. You could have taken more time off the clock. You could have, you know, X'd out that. You're up 19-16 with, what, 8 minutes to go or something like that, you know, in the game or however long was left in that game at that point in time. And you had two possessions to try to run the clock out, and you couldn't do it. And you couldn't even get a first down.
I mean, they didn't do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I also don't think every game's a must win. From here on out, I think they can lose a game.
You think they
possibly
can lose
two,
one more
but
game?
They can lose a game.
Yeah, I don't. Two is definitely no, in my opinion. But I think you have to approach it as a must-win game. Now you have to approach it. If the playoffs begin today.
Yeah, I agree with that. Oh, for sure. As far as the approach is concerned.
Yeah. Playoffs begin today.
We go to Jason. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Bob, Dusty, and Mac. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
What's going on, brother?
Good. Hey, just kind of piggyback on what you guys were saying. I know there's not anything they can do about it right now. This point of the season, but do you think it's time for the Chiefs to actually invest in a dynamic superstar running back to where this will actually take pressure off? I mean, we've got all the weapons for wide receivers, but when the defense knows that Mahomes is just going to throw, all they're doing is pin their ears back.
That's right.
Let's get a good running back and make these defenders think.
But let me ask you this, Jason. Let me jump in here and ask you this. You think Andy Reid will use him?
Well, and that's why I'm wondering if we get a stud of a running back, I mean, maybe that'll kind of force his hand. You know what I mean? I truly wish we would have, you know, bit the bullet and got Breece off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know they wanted a third-round draft pick. At this point, it looks like it may have been a good option.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Kareem Hunt did fantastic yesterday. You know, I got him on my fantasy team.
Hell yeah.
But he can't sustain it. I mean, he's getting older. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They need to get Pacheco back.
I just think
we
need a stud running back.
Well,
thanks for the phone call, Jason.
And I agree with you. Like, they need to do something with the running game. But I can tell you from talking to people over the last couple of days, they don't view this running back class as highly as they viewed last year's running back class. And they took a running back in the seventh round last year. So I don't know what they're going to do from a running back perspective. I don't know. Again, I don't know what the point is of getting a running back if we're not going to use the running back. Because you can't tell me, like, each game, like, you got to take each game separate, right? Kareem Hunt was running the ball yesterday effectively. It doesn't matter what the name was on the jersey. He was getting you almost 5 yards per carry in the first half, and you completely abandoned it in the second half of the game. And the game, and you're right, Mac, the game didn't dictate moving away from the run.
No.
So if we have a running back, are we going to use the running back?
All right, Nick, go ahead. You're on the phone call. Go ahead, Nick.
So, you know, I kind of fall in between both of you guys. I think if we lose one more game, the playoffs are essentially over. If we continue on where we're at, I think the division is gone anyway because I just don't see us catching up to Denver right now with them being 9-2. But even then, it all really begins at the top. Brett Veach has went out and he has had some great picks. He has picked Trey Smith. He has picked Pacheco's been solid for the couple years that he was, you know, but at the same time, he's missed on Felix Anadike Uzomah. He's also missed on several other players that, you know, not picking a running back, not picking the defensive edge, not picking, you know, whatever position that we absolutely need. You know, whenever you look at Chris Jones' contract, Chris Jones' contract is over $40 million. At that rate, we could have 3 or 4 solid players play better than him on that defensive front and do better.
Did you say that when
Chris Jones is washed up by no means? Because I still think he's got something in the tank. But the last 3 big losses that we have seen this year, what have we heard? We have heard no energy. We have seen no spunk. And this team is just not hungry.
Got it.
Yeah, and look, I think it's you got it. Hindsight being 20/20, when Chris Jones was going through this, there wasn't one person who said, do not sign Chris Jones to that contract. So you have to take it from when it happened. And Chris Jones is also one of those pillars that sometimes you just give more to certain people because they deserved it, right? And Chris Jones is one of those guys. There was nobody saying, do not sign Chris Jones when it happened. And I still don't think they overpaid or overspent for Chris Jones. He's one of your leaders. He's a Hall of Famer. Those guys get paid the kind of the big bucks to go out there and do it. But, you know, to me, it's not about that. It wasn't about the defense yesterday. I think we still continue to miss the equation, and it's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And we can sit here and nitpick all the other people on the roster and all this kind of stuff. At the end of the day, the people who had the worst day of the office were the head coach and the quarterback. And those are the two that for all of these years have given us that biggest advantage was the quarterback and the head coach. And they did not get the job done yesterday.
John, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Hey, fellas. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Good. How are you, sir?
Doing okay. All things considered. Hey, first of all, I just want to let you guys know that I haven't listened to sports talk in literally a decade. And for some reason, I decided to start listening again when the season started. And, of course, I went to you guys. And, Bob, I've listened to you off and on over the years, and I'm an MU guy. I know you're a KU guy, and I know, you know, we kind of disagree on some stuff. But I love your passion, man. So
Thank you.
Thank you for being who you are. I love your passion, not only for KU, even though I'm an MU guy, but just for Kansas City sports, period. And I'm fired up with you and Dusty both. I'm kind of – That game pissed me off so much yesterday.
Yeah.
Why? I'm with you, Bob. Why did we not run the ball? Man, Kareem, he was running the ball so well. It's like you run him until they stop him, and then you start passing the ball. And the thing with – I agree with you. Patrick just does not look like the Patrick of old. Like he looks – I want to go back. I think the Super Bowl loss really screwed this team up, and I don't think they've recovered from that at all, period. And that's my take on it. I think them getting completely wiped and blown out of the building by the Eagles in the Super Bowl, I think they haven't recovered from that. And I think that Andy's reluctance to run the ball and not manage Patrick better – it's really infuriating. You're right. Two interceptions gave us two losses. We would be 7-3 right now.
Yep.
And I don't know if I'm where you are, Dusty. I don't know if the season's over with, but it is definitely slipping away, and it's slipping away very fast. And that's all I got, guys. Thank
appreciate
you for
the phone call, time. John. Thanks for coming John. Back, baby. We appreciate that.
Appreciate you, my man. Thank you for the kind words for us as well. And he said they were wiped out by the Eagles. And I don't know that he's necessarily wrong about that. This team has not looked the same since that week in New Orleans. But again, the year has gone by. It's a different team and all that kind of stuff. But the underlying issue is, and I will say this, they may have finally hit that wall. You know, we've talked about it for so long, and we've talked about Patrick Mahomes' playoff record. He's played more playoff games in his career than teams have in the regular season, right? He's had another year tacked on to his career. Now, he didn't play the first year and whatnot, but when you play another year inside the five, so in 5 years they've played six, and 6 years they've played seven, and 7 years they've played eight, they may have hit that wall. And the Eagle game may have just been the beginning of it, where they just need a break. I mean, they've been playing more football than anybody else. Again, not an excuse, because yesterday's game wasn't about fatigue. Yesterday's game was about basic football that, you know, didn't get played by this organization. And Andy Reid, and I have said this 1,000 times, and I'll continue to say it, there's nobody better at evolving as a head coach, at where he is in age and the things that he has done. But there are still some things that he needs to evolve with, and that is the running game. You can't abandon the running game because Isaiah Pacheco wasn't there. You had an effective running back in the game who was running the ball at an effective rate, and you basically ignored him because you thought something better was out there, and it wasn't yesterday. And that football needs to be run, man. It needs to be run by this organization. You have to give your quarterback a fighting chance back there. He threw the ball 45 times against the best defensive front in football. And look, if we're going to pay our offensive lineman the highest paid right guard, the highest paid center, a second round pick at left guard, a first round pick, and you're paying Juwan Taylor, those guys can run block. They're really good at it. Let them do it.
I mean, yeah, watching that game yesterday just made me realize.
We're where you want to be.
There you go.
Baseball with the Royals.
Just kidding.
That is good.
No, not yet. Come on.
I love it.
7 weeks
is
a long time.
What?
We're where you want to be.
No.
baseball with the Royals.
These last 8 years they haven't shown you anything. They can fight through this.
No, they've got they've got to do it. This is the biggest test that they've ever faced.
100%.
And we said all week this was the most important, biggest regular season game of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes' career.
And they pooped the bed.
Those two pooped the bed.
Same thing happened against Buffalo. Same thing happened against Denver. The two best teams you played this season, Buffalo, Denver. Loss. Why? Coach, quarterback.
Yeah.
They're not feared anymore. They're not that team anymore. What is it that we always play with Richard Lee? You're not that guy.
Yeah.
You're not that guy, man. You're not that guy anymore. You are mortal.
Yep.
Your shield is broken. Everyone knows how to beat you now. Somebody said on the text line, Sean Payton said in his interview, they're a first half team. We'll be all right. He wasn't wrong. Sean Payton outcoached Andy Reid yesterday. You have to admit that.
There's
100%. Nothing to say other than the fact that Sean Payton outcoached Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid yesterday.
And Bo Nix outplayed Patrick Mahomes yesterday. Didn't turn the football over. Didn't make dumb plays. Didn't put his team in a position to not be able to recover. Bo Nix played better than Patrick Mahomes yesterday. Now, I will say this, and this is going to be harsh, I think, for a lot of people to hear. I believe they're predictable. I believe this offense right now,
I don't think that's harsh,
is very predictable. I was watching the game yesterday with Justin Reid, and I'm watching him, and he's explaining to the group of people here on his bye week for Jay Reid Indeed, his foundation, giving back to Kansas City. He's keeping a house here in KC, loves it here, wants to be part of the community, you know, once he retires and is going forward. And he's standing in front of the group yesterday talking about the game. I mean, that guy's a genius because he knew everything that was going to happen from an offensive and defensive side of the ball. And I was sitting there in amazement, Dusty, going, man, look at the way that Justin Reid knows exactly what they're going to do, right? From a defensive standpoint, obviously he played in the system, so he kind of had a clue as to what they were going to do defensively. Mm-hmm. From an offensive standpoint, he kind of knew what they were going to do from an offensive standpoint. I'm like, well, that's awesome and great. That may be a wake-up call that maybe they're becoming too predictable. And maybe that comment that we heard in Buffalo about Xavier Worthy kind of calling and tipping his pitches is not just about Xavier Worthy. Maybe the rest of the league has now figured something out. Because as Dusty keeps saying, nobody's scared of this team right now. Nobody's fearing this team right now. It's almost like they have the playbook as to what's going on. And watching Justin Reid kind of go through all those plays yesterday, I was in amazement. I'm like, this guy, and he's Stanford grad, obviously, and he's smart, and he's got this game figured out. I was so amazed and so impressed to hear Justin Reid talk about the plays from an offensive and defensive standpoint. And I'm like, damn, if he knows what's going on out there, maybe others do too. And maybe it's time to change some things up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not here to discredit Justin Reid at all. I think, you know, he's absolutely who he is, but I think everybody was Justin Reid yesterday.
But that's a problem. That's the problem.
And again, I'm not taking any credibility away from him, but I mean, everyone watching the game, everyone in the text on this morning says, man, yeah, like it's not a bad take. It's not crazy take at all, Bob. It's what we're all doing. You know what they were going to do?
Yeah.
They threw the ball to Travis Kelce, 9 catches for 91 yards. Xavier Worthy, 3 for 25. Where was Rushy Rice? Where's everybody going to eat? I don't know, but I know David's next. David, go ahead.
Hello.
Yo.
How's it going?
Well, man. How are you?
I'm listening to you guys, and you guys are absolutely right. I think that the offense has become too predictable, but so is the defense. I mean, everybody knows that when it comes down to third down, Spagnuolo's going to rush 6-7 guys. So what do? They do the deep threats. And Jalen Watson was good yesterday.
He didn't do that yesterday. 3rd and 15, biggest play of the game. He did not do that. Rushed 4.
And when it comes to our running backs, Pacheco hasn't been the same since he got injured last year. He doesn't have the same – he still pushes, but he just does not have the same burst.
Yeah.
So do I think that the season's over? Absolutely not, because the Chiefs have shown in recent years they could lose 4 in a row and then win 10.
Yeah, but this
is – that was 10 years ago, bro.
This isn't that team, though,
yeah.
Right? I mean, David, we're just having a fun conversation. Like, what if this team tells you they're going to go out there and win 5-6 of their next 7?
I'm not saying that they're going to win 6 of their 7, but I also, being a Chiefs fan my entire life, I never say never.
I'm with you on that, David. They're in the playoffs now. One loss and it's done. Do I think they can run the table? Yeah. Will they? I don't know. We got to see it. We got to see them go out there and run the table.
All right, Dylan, go ahead, man. You're on the phone.
Hey, guys. I know everybody's talking about their running game, and sure, that would be great, but I think just what we've seen, Andy Reid's not going to run the football. So as much, you know, as everybody agrees about it, it's just like, what do we do? And another thing I want to hit on, that guy that called earlier that said this starts at the top, like he wants to do something about Brett Veach. That guy, since he's been in Kansas City, has put a master class at the GM position.
Yes.
So I think that guy's a clown. I wish you guys would have hammered him on that.
Well, and I'm with you, but you know, I've defended Brett for a very, very long time. He's done an unbelievable job. No general manager bats 1,000. No general manager hits on every single pick, but Brett Veach has hit on a lot of picks. And at the end of the day, he's got a guy above him that makes the final decisions on everything in the organization.
Hey Dylan, what did the Chiefs do this offseason? What did Brett Veach do this offseason to make the Chiefs better?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously going and getting, taking a shot on Josh Simmons when everybody else said that, you know, that guy was a liability. I thought that was huge.
Yeah, it was a great pick. Everybody else was passing on him. Nobody wanted to bring him in, and the Chiefs went out and got him. It's a great pick.
And we found a gem at left tackle. I mean, look at what we kind of missed. I mean, yeah, Jalen Moore came in, you know, while Josh Simmons was gone and did some good things. But immediately yesterday from their first possession, you see that Josh Simmons is the guy. So having the wherewithal to trust your guys and what your medical staff is telling you, your training staff is telling you to take a shot on this guy. I mean, there's a home run that, you know, that's what I'm – so I guess I didn't want to call and talk all about that. I just, man, if that's where people are going already in this little down season we're having, it's just – we can't be that toxic as a fan base. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Dylan,
I agree with some of the stuff you say about, you know, where we are, you know, with this ball club. Not every season you're going to redo your roster. I mean, we're coming off a Super Bowl, three straight Super Bowls, right? You're probably not going to do a whole lot to you know, change your roster up. You don't have a lot of money to spend, obviously. A lot of it goes back. Again, nobody wants to hear about the new stadium. You need money to spend on free agents. The money you get to spend on free agents for those signing bonuses has to be in your account. The most money you can make is generating dollars at your home ballpark, and everything you do here, they need to generate more money. Maybe they can go out and sign bigger signing bonuses, spend more money, all that kind of stuff. But like, I don't know that we all went into the offseason screaming that additions really needed to be made. And at the end of the day, if Brett Veach drafted a running back early and Andy has him sitting on the bench and doesn't, I mean, they told him to go out and sign Elijah Mitchell. He finally saw the field the week before Thanksgiving. Like where was that guy all season long? Why isn't
Andy
Reid utilizing
that guy? A lot of people were saying
guy?
This team needed a lot of additions in the offseason. Multiple people were saying that, including us. Second of all, they lucked into Josh Simmons. That was their one addition this offseason. They lucked into a guy who was the number one rated tackle and had injury problems. Other guys didn't want to go, and Brett Veach did. That's it. Nothing else this offseason. They paid Christian Fulton $20 million. He got burned yesterday. They drafted Noah Williams. He's been good. Didn't see the field yesterday. Jeffrey Bassa hasn't seen the field. Omar Norman-Lott got hurt. Gelati's whatever. He's in and out. He's a rookie DN. Yeah. We'll see what it is. He's not an addition right now. Me included was calling this the best draft class since 2022, which the Chiefs needed this to be to extend the dynasty.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Everyone and their mother was saying this team needed a running back. This team needed an edge rusher at the trade deadline. What did they do? Crickets. Jalen Phillips had 4 pressures and a sack last night. This team could have done stuff that the roster with the roster. Brett Veach didn't. Brett Veach is absolutely part of the blame here.
Well, look, everybody's culpable in all of this, but at the end of the day, you still had an opportunity to win. And the all-world Hall of Fame, unbelievable quarterback threw an interception again in the red zone for another huge point swing. It was a 10-point swing yesterday, and it ended up being essentially, you know, essentially a 10-14-point swing against the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, 3 weeks ago. That's what it comes down to. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have 2 interceptions. The team's 7-3.
Agreed. I just think it's a bigger problem. It's not just about the game. It's about the last 3 years, this roster has not gotten a lot better. That's on Veach.
We'll go to one
and
more.
They still go to the Super Bowl every
Yes,
year.
Because we have the best quarterback of all time.
Maybe.
We'll go one more phone call. We'll go to a break. This is Charlie. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the air.
Yes. Hey, guys. What kind of concerns me with this team lately is it seems like the leadership has really been lacking from the players on the field. Watching, like, in the Super Bowl, you could clearly see that a lot of guys had checked out. Understandable, but this team at Dunn's had so many big-time comebacks, like the Houston Texans divisional game.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like ever since Tyrann Mathieu and Justin Reed aren't on that field, like, who is, like, the leader that is going to, like, bring these guys together and like willing to like put their bodies through hell for each other. It just doesn't seem like they have that this year.
They are lacking something. They did go from Tyron to Justin, and now they don't have that guy at the back end of that defense. Look, and obviously I've got my thoughts on Justin and my relationship with him, but I mean, you can clearly see they miss a guy like that in the back end. That, I mean, they went from Tyron to him, and they really haven't replaced Justin Reed yet.
All right, Kyle, take us home, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, love the show. I'd rather call in a better circumstance, but here we are.
Yep.
I got to say this. No team has played more football in the last 6 years than this one. It's one of those situations with me personally where at some point as a football fan, we all knew this could happen. I'm not saying the season's over. I still think this team can go through. But the first step in solving a problem is recognizing that there is one. And this team is in dire need of some running game. Mm-hmm. They're not running the ball. They need to go back to the run, regardless of who it is. If it's Hunt, Mitchell, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I don't care. You need to start running the ball, or we're not going to be playing football in January.
No doubt.
Plain and simple.
No Done. Doubt. I mean, that's the call right there. That's the money bit right there. Run the football, man.
Adjust. I mean, you gave him all the praise in the world, and he's adjusted to the times. And Andy Reid just did not.
He's not adjusting to this one.
Coming up on the other side, we'll move our overreaction to 6:45. We'll get into that over on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Hey, don't forget, you can watch all of this show, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, however you want to stream it. Comments in there as well. This comes from Nate. Season is over yet, but we know you have to win out. Can't take another loss. I blame Reed and Nagy for the downfall. The play calling is atrocious. Why are we so quick to get away from the run game and throw a deep ball on 3rd and 2 instead of handing the ball off?
That
million
is perplexing.
Dollar question.
That you got 3rd and 2, a chance to pick up a first down with an offensive line that you've paid all kinds of money to, invested first round draft picks in, spent millions and millions of dollars on. Why are we not letting them get 2 yards? And, you know, especially with a running back that was averaging over 4 yards per carry. But I was thinking about something with the running back comment there, Dusty. You and I had the opportunity to be at Denny's wedding over the weekend, and it was fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. It was one of the great events that I've been to. I've told people, next to my wedding, it's the happiest I've ever been at a wedding. I was still smiling about it yesterday. But you looked at the gift table, right? And there's people that give you stuff at your wedding that a lot of times you don't use, right? I think we still have like a sandwich maker in the box that has never, like a panini press or something, you know, something like that you register for that you think you're going to need, and then it ends up staying in the box, right? That's the running back for Andy Reid. It's the panini press. It's the cake pop maker. It's the thing that you clicked on at Bed Bath & Beyond when you were registering for your wedding and thought, oh, this would be a good idea. And you got it, and you still haven't taken it out of the box yet, and it's 20 years later, and you've been married, you've got kids, they're getting ready to go to college, and you still have that panini press or that cake pop maker in your thing. Sounded like a good idea. Sure, it could have been a good idea, but you're not utilizing it, and it just sits there and collects dust. That's what the running back is for Andy Reid at this point in time. They're a panini press.
Well, can I just modify the analogy and just say this is a panini press that he did use for a long time, and it worked, and now he brought it back out of the storage, got some dust on it, and it doesn't work all the time anymore. So
when did he last use that panini press when it worked?
2020, though? 2019, with this panini press being Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
He's this panini press. Yeah, he's dusted it off. It worked a couple of times, but yeah, sue him if he doesn't want to use it every time, because most of the time it hasn't been great. I don't know.
No, I'm with you, man.
But I mean,
I just think Andy's run it with Damian Williams. He's run it with Isaiah Pacheco. He's run it with him when he was
good.
When
they drafted season.
Yeah, when they drafted him. Yeah. Like, he has run the football.
But why isn't he now?
I agree.
That's the question.
I agree.
Especially like you should be running. And this is kind of my overreaction. If we want to do our overreactions here, your quarterback has dissipated over the last 2 weeks, right? The last 2 games, really this season. He hadn't been, you know, at times he's been MVP like, at times he's not been MVP like, right? That's not consistency. So when your quarterback isn't as consistent as you're used to him being, you have to run the football. So my overreaction is, Take the pressure off of Patrick Mahomes. Run the football because he ain't the quarterback that he was in 2018 and 2019 and 2020. And maybe he's not the quarterback that he was back then because maybe they're not running the ball and giving him an opportunity to be that quarterback again.
They're one game better than the Miami Dolphins.
Ugh.
How's that feel?
Yeah, right, exactly.
The Dolphins are going to keep on winning.
Yeah.
They're 4-7. The Chiefs are 5-5. The Chiefs have had a bye. The Dolphins, I don't believe, have had a bye.
I think they probably have their bye now coming back from Spain.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
4-7.
True.
4-7.
Did you get a bye when you came back from Spain?
Sure
did. You get that week off?
Yeah, he had that Wednesday off.
Wednesday, that's my bye. Yeah.
Mac, you got no reaction?
Yeah, I'll say I'll try and be a little more positive away from the Chiefs' dismay, as we'll be talking about that the rest of the show. Darnell Washington for the Pittsburgh Steelers, most fun I had watching football maybe all year yesterday. The two catches he had, just plowing over four dudes. It was like a guy on Madden whose trucking and size was 99 overall, just pushing grown men yards across the field. I'm like, dude, get this guy the ball more. Like, could he have been a left tackle? Sure, but like, he's a tight end. Throw him in. It was awesome. So much fun. Bully ball.
Darnell Washington. He was the big dude at Georgia. Is that where he was, tight end? Yeah.
Yep, 6'7", like 300 pounds.
How tall was he?
6'7".
Because what they had, was that right? They had him and Bowers on the same team, but Bowers was younger. Darnell was the older one. They're like, wait, this one younger kid gets going. But yet Bowers looked older than Darnell Washington, but even though he was younger.
That's right. Yeah, they shaved the head. It looks better now.
Yeah, we'll see Bowers tonight.
6'7".
Vegas versus Ron, the Cowboys. My overreaction, and I really do believe this, I think Matthew Stafford continues to be the most disrespected, underrated quarterback of our modern era. Mm.
I love that. I don't disagree. Great. That's great.
Matthew Stafford is going to win MVP this year. The Rams are the best team in the NFL.
I don't know what I thought about their uniforms.
They were terrible.
Okay.
They were awful.
I wasn't sure. My first initial reaction was, those suck.
Your MVP odds currently sit at Stafford, Drake May, Josh Allen, Jonathan Taylor, and then Patrick Mahomes. Odds are at plus 1,600. That's not happening. But yeah, I think Matthew Stafford, with what he's done, imagine if he goes to the Super Bowl again and wins it this year. Wins an MVP on the ride to that Super Bowl at the age of 37. I'll give myself this one. I thought it was going to be trouble in L.A. this year. I was worried about Matthew Stafford, the injuries, all that had piled up. What Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay are doing is not unnoticed by me. What they are doing is fantastic. That NFC is a juggernaut. They absolutely obliterated my Seahawks yesterday. Sam Darnold was terrible. Why? Because that defense is good. Seattle got beat by the Rams. Why? Because that offense is good. That is the most complete team in the NFL, and it's not even close. That defense is young, talented. That quarterback and that coach are adjusting. They do have a running back in Kyron Williams. Kyron Williams isn't, the big name guy, but by God, they know how to use him. They have Puka Nacua. They went and got the, ageless Davante Adams. Not like he's, moving the needle too much, but he's available. He's there. He's their tush push, basically. Inside the five, they throw Davante Adams. Yesterday, first catch of the day was a 1-yard touchdown catch. Always every week, it seems that way. Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, what they're doing in L.A. is to me a little bit unnoticed, and I think Matthew Stafford could be one of the better quarterbacks of our era when you talk about Mahomes, Brady, Manning, all those guys. Matthew Stafford has a reason to be in that room and in that conversation. He's better than what Drew Brees was. He's better than what Aaron Rodgers was. Matthew Stafford, guys, one of the best to do it in our era.
Yeah, he has been fantastic, and I think people are starting to realize how good he is now that he is out of Detroit. Now, it's been a very long time that he's been out of Detroit, but yeah, you're right. Matthew Stafford has just been awesome, and Sean McVay has been fantastic as well out there, and they understand what it's all about, man. You mentioned running the football. You've got to be able to run the football, and I just wonder if we're sitting here till we're blue in the face talking about it, because at the end of the day, it's up to Andy Reid. And if Andy Reid chooses not to run the football, then what are we going to do about it?
It's the number one conversation today, Bob.
I know.
Everybody got in their car this morning and had some sort of reflection of last night's game and said, God, this team just doesn't run the ball.
Do you think Andy's going to have that same reflection?
No.
Though? Yeah, that's the problem. Andy today needs to walk into that stadium, which he's already there, I guarantee it, obviously. And he needs some people to be no men and to tell him, Andy, we have got to stop throwing the ball all the time. We need to run the football. And I always believe that the best leaders have people around them who don't agree with everything that they do. So you can tell them and see it from a different perspective. Those folks inside that building this week, whoever they may be, need to step up and be very loud and very vocal to let Andy Reid know, hey, dude, we got to start running.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In the football, we have become a predictable offense.
Coming up on the other side, Mitch Holt has said it. We revisited the double dip, what that was, and Chris Jones might have just listened to Bob Fesco last week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.